VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey people, this is Soraya, and welcome back to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Oh, I'm gonna miss saying this, cause this might be the last time to greet you guys like this. I know it's kinda sad, right? It's really been a full and pleasant half year with you. But don't be sad, there are still many talented people to follow me in my footsteps, so please do keep supporting us in the future. So for my last episode, I would like to have a talk with you about those moments when we feel lost and empty. As we struggle to move forward and try to find meaning in our lives, understanding yourself and listening to the voice deep inside is a lesson we can all learn from. I find today's sentence mentions some crucial ideas that might be able to guide your way when you're lost. So without further ado, let's take a look at the sentence together. Have some quality alone time for you to reflect on your inner thoughts and feelings and reevaluate your values and beliefs to establish a stronger sense of identity. Have some quality alone time for you to reflect on your inner thoughts and feelings and reevaluate your values and beliefs to establish a stronger sense of identity. 意思就是说呢，要给自己一些独处的时间，让自己去聆听自己内心的想法还有感受，并且重新评估自己的价值观还有一些信仰，好让自己能对自己建立更强的认同感。 Cool， 那首先呢，我们先来看句子最前面提到的 quality alone time。 quality alone time， 那你可能会想说，这是什么意思呢？那我们就一个一个拆解。首先呢， quality 这个字很常见，它就是通常是作为名词用嘛，就是品质的意思，非常直观。那在比较不正式口语的时候呢， quality 可以作为形容词用，意思就是高品质的意思，就有点像是中文里面有个转品的手法，有没有？就是把名词转成形容词。那英文中也是这样，那他们所以 quality 呢，他们就会拿来形容高品质这样子。那所以 quality time 本身呢，在口语中，它用中文来讲可能会有一点点难形容，那你们就理解成我有一段很高品质的时间啊，跟家人朋友相处，或是跟自己独处，就是那种你非常专注，然后没有想要分神的那种很精华的时间啦。那现在你们应该也能理解 quality alone time 是什么意思了，那就是有一段跟自己的高品质的独处时间。 quality time 这个它算是名词啦，可是这样子的用法其实在口语中呢，其实算是蛮常见的哦。好，那我们继续来看句子。 Have some quality alone time for you to reflect on your inner thoughts and feelings。 那我们来看这边 reflect on。 reflect 这个字呢，你们一定也都知道，就是反射的意思。那 reflect on yourself 就是反省自己，有种映照自己想法的感觉。Reflect on your inner thoughts and feelings， 就是重新审视你内心的 thoughts， 就是想法嘛， feeling 就是感受。那句子接下来就是 and reevaluate your values and beliefs。 那首先我们先来看 reevaluate 这个字， reevaluate。 首先呢，先来看它的组成，组成它是由 re 这个前缀词加后面的 evaluate 这个动词，相信大家一定也都已经能猜出 re 这个字就是有种多次的感觉嘛。那 evaluate 这个字呢，它作为动词的时候就是评估或者是审视的意思。那 evaluate 这个字如果要举例来说的话，例句可以是 It's time to reevaluate your own motives and make changes， 是时候重新评估你的动机并做出一些改变了。 motives 就是动机的意思。那后面有讲到 reevaluate your belief， belief 这个首先先看发音，重音应该要发在第二个音节。那 believe 这个字呢，你们应该会觉得有点眼熟哦。没错，它就是很常见的相信那个字 believe， B-E-L-I-E-V-E 这个动词的名词态 believe。 那它可以是信念的意思哦。例句可以是 People should have had the courage to stand up for their beliefs. 人们应该有为自己信念而战的勇气。或者是呢，也可以是讲说你对于某个东西的信念或者是信仰。For example, his belief in God gave him hope during difficult times. 他对上帝的信仰呢，使他在困境中看到了希望。那既然都讲到 belief 呢，那我就讲到另外一个很常见的片语，就是 beyond belief。Beyond belief, beyond 就是在什么什么之上的那个 beyond. Beyond belief 呢，你们可以猜一下什么意思？好，它反正的意思就是令人难以置信的，有种超出你的想象的感觉。例句的话可以是 ：The richness of the billionaire is beyond belief. 这个亿万富翁的富有程度令人难以置信。好啦，那最后呢，我们来看到句子。To establish a stronger sense of identity. 那这边的 to 呢，它是为了表达一个目的。那它其实呢，也可以讲说是 in order to， 只是它把 in order 两个字省略掉了，所以它可以是 in order to establish a stronger sense of identity。那这边 establish 呢，它是作为一个动词，意思就是发展、发表的意思。It's sad to say, but I'm still gonna say it. So this is it for my last episode.The reason why I choose this topic for today is because throughout our lives, we're constantly making choices, and there are always moments that we might doubt ourselves on whether the choices we make are the right ones. In my opinion, as long as you understand and know what you're chasing, every choice you make will be the right one.I know, sometimes we don't know if it is the right one until someday in the future we look back and may say, hey, that actually wasn't that bad. I would like to give a big, big thank you to you guys for all the warm comments and feedback. This half year has been a pleasure. Remember, this is not a goodbye, and I'm looking forward to hopefully meeting you guys somewhere in the future. We all know how small this world is.Remember to leave your recording and comments down below. Again, this is Saraya, and I'll see you guys in a bit. Lots of love, kiss, and goodbye.